Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. Tonight, for those who have heard this show before and those who are listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you, broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. It's because of you, folks, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the texters, that the show just gets better and better and better each week, and tonight will be no different. It's going all the way down, folks, all the way down like bad stock, like pants next to the toilet seat. It's going down. Today's Tuesday, June 5th, 2012. Last week we had a wonderful show. It went all the way live. It even went all the way left at times, but we still kept the crowd moving, and the callers were out of control. You know, it was one of those shows you just cannot drift from. The top 10 signs that he is not a keeper. If you missed it for any reason, go back on the archive page at Blog Talk Radio and check it out. BlogTalkRadio.com, that is, / how was your weekend, spell was with a Z, and check out any of the archive shows that we've done for the past 3 years, folks. Woo! 3 years? Really? Also, check us out online with the internet presence at howwasyourweekend.com. The Facebook family, you can follow us at How Was Your Weekend page. If you tweet, be it HWY Weekend, you can find me at my website at andybrownspeaks.com. And also check out the phenomenon, the multi-platinum lifestyle that's growing right now. One World, folks. Hot Wood Apparel is what you need to be wearing, real talk. One World Enterprise, folks, One World Class. So tonight's show, as always, is brought to you in part by One World, which is one vision, having one goal, to increase you. One World. Real talk. Shout out to the folks in the D-Town. Dallas Black Greek Picnic was out of control. It was hot, but the folks represented. Big shout out to my frat, the Mighty Men of Phi Beta Sigma. My Sarwas, the Zetas were out there, Kappas, Deltas, Gamma Rose, Omegas, Alphas, AKAs. It was all representing. We was out there strong. That was fun, man. Great opportunity to go forth and meet some of the Greeks and shake some hands and talk to some cool people. And I'm about to say something that's really blowing my mind. I can't believe how awesome it is, but we had play rehearsal this past weekend on Sunday. Whoo! The cast is going to be out of control. Shout out to Fierce Productions for making this happen. And folks, get ready. September 22nd, we're going to put it in your face on the stage at the African American Museum. Second place women who come in first, the stage play. So Fierce Production, along with How Was Your Weekend, folks, it's going down. Salima, Karima, y'all the truth. And the cast, ooh, wait till y'all see what's about to go down. So until we get there again, we got to keep it 100. You know how we do with your life, the thick of things. Tonight's topic makes you back up a little bit, makes you check yourself. Your posture going to shift every now and then on this particular call. If you're joining us online, go in the chat room, make your comments, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, because we're talking about trust issues tonight, folks. Why do we have them? What's going on? If someone grew up in a family where maybe parents got divorced, you know, because of trust issues, he or she may automatically fear trusting people in relationships, not trusting marriage. If you had a bad family situation, maybe you went to your church and the pastor or the deacon or the motherboard kind of pissed you off. Well, you love God, but you don't trust the church. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're supposed to give you that promotion. Or they cut back and promise you, yeah, you know, you next in line for that job, bro. And all of a sudden, somebody else get it. Oh, we're going to talk about it tonight. Real talk. Real issues, real people talking about real situations. Trust issues. Why do we have them? Sometimes the ladies will be like, well, you know, he don't want to commit to me, you know, or whatever the case may be. You heard some of the music out there that's in mainstream media. Drake wrote a song about it. Trust issues. We heard it growing up. For those who are 90s and 80s and 70s, we heard Snoop make it popular. They ain't, as they say on the record, bitches ain't shit. Makes you not want to trust them. Your mind gets converted. So some of the things that you're going to hear tonight, ladies and gentlemen, are real people talking about real things in real life. So their language is going to be real. Now, it's not to offend you or to be too vulgar, but sometimes that's how people talk. So if you have a voice and want to voice your opinion, you want to talk about this tonight, you are encouraged. But we're going to stay on topic. We're going to stay on track. We're going to keep it flowing. I mean, we'll get it started right now. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. And let's hear from the men. The ladies always seem to go first. We're going to hear from the men. We're going to talk about this tonight. Trust issues. Mm-hmm. Ladies, you want to know why men sometimes don't trust y'all? Let's talk about it. T's on the line right now. He's going to share with us just a little bit of some conversation, maybe just some clear some things up, maybe open up some minds and open up some eyes on this one. T, what's up, bro? Are you with me? He had to clear his throat a little bit, shake it off. But when T comes on the line, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about a little bit about relationship aspects of it. Because sometimes, ladies, men, you don't always get the full story. You get a segment of how your emotions or how your feelings drifted you into that situation. Where you are, whether you're not trusting. What's up, T?
Hey, what up, Fred? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm fantastic tonight, man. Thanks for calling in on the happy hour.
No doubt, no doubt, bro. I'm glad to be in the mix.
Is we just going to talk.
Okay, we can do that, bro. We can do that.
Keep it 100 for the people so they can understand what's going on. Now, T is a cool brother, you know? Laid back, fly, super duper cool. You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing. He's single. Is he looking for a relationship? Uh-huh. Don't know. Has he been in a relationship? We can talk about it. So let's do that. We're talking about trust issues as our theme tonight. So we got a little bit of time to talk to you, T. Real quick, man, just give us just a brief synopsis of who you are. You know, you don't have to go into too much detail, but just let the people know, hey, man, this is a real dude on the phone. What's up?
Okay, you know, I'm T. I'm from, you know, the dirty Georgia, ATL. You know, I'm living in the DFW. You know, I'm a cool, laid-back bro, you know. Phi Beta Sigma guy, political, intelligent. That's just who I am, you know. I'm a trustworthy guy, you know. I'm loyal to my friends and to my family. That's what I do. I can be in the mix of any type of people, you know, whether it's like the guys on the block or somebody in the White House. I can blend in either way it goes. That's just who I am. You know,
right,
that's who you have to be in today's world. So it is
as
what it is.
As you should be. As you should be. Now, talks, we're going to talk a little bit, man, and just wrap a little bit, dog, because we talked about the situation and trust issues sometimes. and you heard the phrase, and you heard people say, I don't trust that shit. She ain't no good. She's a liar. She a cheater. What's up with that? Have you heard people say that? Maybe you said it yourself.
Yeah, everybody's heard that. You know, the thing about that is, first thing about all of that is you need to get to know that individual for yourself before you can judge that. I mean, that's just my opinion on that. But there are red flags that can say she's not trustworthy. Different lies, things come out, you know, things going to come out in the light at the end of the day. So,
okay.
You know, yeah, I've heard that before. I've dealt with it in the past a few times myself. But the thing about that is, women usually discuss things with their friends, things get back. You know, there's that pillow talk you have with the woman, you know. You don't want that to get back, you know, you don't want it to get out. So that's an untrustworthy sign, untrustworthy sign right there of just something real small. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. So sometimes you're saying that in the pillow talk, and for those who don't know what the pillow talk is, it's the intimate conversation, maybe in the wee hours of the night that you and your significant other are having, you know, either after the moment or just enjoying each other's time, and the pillow talk. You've got your heads on the bed, y'all resting, and so you're saying sometimes she'll go back and say things.
Yeah, you know, that's not cool for the man. You know what I'm saying? You really opening up to that individual at that moment, showing that you trust her. But on the flip side, you know, she's damaging the trust that you're trying to build with her.
So it's an evident. It seems like what kind of happens is it was said in secrecy.
Yeah, you know, you opening up. You're showing that sensitive side, what they want. But, hey, you know, they can use that. They're using it against you now. They want the sensitivity, but guess what? I'm going to use that against you.
Wow. Some heartless folks out there. We talked about last week the signs that they are not a keeper. That could be one of the reasons to follow back up with last week's topic, for real. Not trustworthy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, along with that, I mean, how do you handle that kind of a situation, man? I mean, is it something to be forgiven? You just cut them off? Where do you go with that?
It can be forgiven, but it's going to take a long time before you open back up. And then you're going to get that cold shoulder towards them. You're going to harden back up. You're going to get that shell around yourself again. And that's when the issue is going to start coming because, oh, you don't trust me. You don't talk to me. Yeah, I tried to talk to you, but guess what? You ruined that.
Y'all need to pay attention tonight. 646-727-3279. Tonight's topic on the online happy hour, trust issues. Why do we have them? Pillow talk sounds like one of the reasons. We may take a few calls here and there on that one, but I kind of want to go back to this a little bit more, T. You know, when you talk about some of the pillow talk, have you been in a relationship before? Are you in one now?
No, I'm single right now. You know, I'm actually divorced. So I've been married before. So 6 years in the game. So, had his good and his bad time. But you know, life goes on. I'm happy right now.
Okay, so you're happier divorced than you were in the marriage.
Yeah, I am, because there are times where people get together when they're not meant to be together. And nothing against her. I'm not going to air dirty laundry because that's not fair to anybody, you know. But
right.
Things don't work, you know. So you pick up, you move on, and you live life to the best of your ability after that. And for me, things got better.
Mm-hmm.
But also, another thing that a man can really lose trust in is you got a lot of women that date a guy that disrespect them. Degrade them, beat them, talk down on them, but they love that guy. But then you get another guy that comes in who try to treat her like a queen, try to let her know that, hey, it doesn't have to be like that. I got you. I'm here for you. He's weak in her eyesight. He's dogged out. He's treated bad. He's a punk. But on the flip side, is you go back to this dude that was dogging you out. For what reason? No, I guess it's just that rugged side that they like. I don't know. Me, I'm a balanced myself out. You know, I'm not a thug, and I'm not a pushover. I'm just who I am. But I'm not going to let anybody push me over, and I'm not going to go out and call a woman out of her name and disrespect her in no kind of way. But it's just, I've witnessed people blur that, where, okay, this woman out here is getting beat by this dude, getting dogged out, but she's up to do. I mean, he out cheating on her, and she know it. Then he come home, you know, got a middle, clothes, or whatever the case may be. But then you got this other guy there who's doing his thing, you know, working on trying to make a life for him and his old lady or whatever. But, you know, he's getting dogged out. He's getting cheated on. That's a trust right there. That breaks trust right there. Well, in that relationship, but that man would not trust another woman because of that.
Wow. You got a point. Because the walls have been broken. You know what I'm saying? And you're right about that. It's hard to build that trust back because we're not too emotional at times, ladies. Men really aren't that emotional at times. But when the wall is broken.
Yeah, it's broken because that's the thing. If a man, nobody wants to be hurt. Nobody wants to be hurt at all, man or woman. But the way a woman is built, she's more forgiving than a man is or can deal with more pressure like that. Because once a man is hurt, man, that wall is coming in. It's tumbled down. It's going to be hard to build that wall back up. But a woman can deal with that more, I guess. But with a man, it's hard to build that back because he's going to question everything. In his mind, anything that she do that's out of the ordinary, it's going to be a question mark there.
Ooh, I hope the ladies are picking this up and getting some understanding tonight. He's keeping it 100. And if y'all ain't ready for 100 conversation, go ahead and continue to watch the basketball game tonight. It's cool. We're going to give you real, real deal funk up in here. 646-727-3279 here on the Online Happy Hour. We're breaking it down tonight. Trust issue. Really? Why do we have them? Mm-hmm. And she's laying out some great examples, too. Because you know what? Sometimes I think, as it kind of goes along with this, we brought this up briefly last week, which is something that's strong, is that money, man. That money is true.
Oh, money. Yeah, that is a situation right there that caused a lot of trust issues because I can think of a couple of different scenarios that I've known people to deal with in that where one may be a big spender and the other one is more frugal. That caused trust issues right there because, okay, this person right here is trying to build something. The other person is just trying to enjoy life and live it day by day. There has to be a happy medium that they both can come to get an agreement to, you know, get on one accord. It's okay to spend, but it's also a good thing to be frugal at times and build for the future, you know. And there are other times where, no disrespect to any guys out there about what I'm about to say, because some guys may, you know, feel differently about this. But I know people that are in marriages or relationships where the woman is the breadwinner. She makes more money than the man. He feels less than a man. In certain aspects because, you know, she's, I'm not going to say running things, but she's bringing in more than he is. So he feels less of a man, so they feel that the trust is broken because in the way society is, the man's supposed to be this and supposed to be that. But my mindset is if you're working together towards something, then deal with it. Be a man about it. Suck it up. Get over it. That's just me. That's just my thought process on it. If that person loves you genuinely, then, oh well, get off your pride. Get off your high horse. That's not a trust issue. That's an insecurity. And just get over it.
Uh-oh. That's real talk. Folks, I don't know where you're going to get it more real than this. I mean, this is what we do. Uncensored, uncut, unpracticed and rehearsed. This is just real conversation. If you believe in it, join in. We want to hear your thoughts because the phone lines are sick right now. See, I'll let it be known right now. It's lit up like Christmas, like 6:35 traffic lights right about now. Everything is red because they pull the brakes like, what? But that's real. Folks need to hear this.
But that's just
And that's the biblical sense right there. It tells you to get everything you get some understanding, get some knowledge, so you have something to base this on.
But, you know, that's just everyday life, everyday living that people go through. Some of these are experiences I've had, and this is stuff that I've witnessed and observed through other people as well. But, I mean, trust is a big thing. I mean, it doesn't just have to be with a relationship. I mean, job, family, anything that trust is involved with. I mean, even in families, you know, you have a bloodline, but you don't trust everybody in that family. You have people outside of that family that you trust more than some of your cousins or whatever. I mean, so it's not just relationships, it's just everyday life.
Yeah, he's right about that. Because when we talk about that, I mean, that's those trust issues in that family, in that relationship, you know, there could be some information that was passed down from a cousin or a parent or somebody that's trying to get in your business and your relationship that you really don't know if you can trust your own spouse because of something what your family member has stated, and vice versa.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they say, you know, people that grew up in, I'm going to use the term broken home because there wasn't a man, a woman, you know, the male or female figure in the household. But check this out, though. I mean, it could be a household where the father and the mother was there. I mean, they could be fighting every day, a pop's out cheating, a mom's out cheating. And the kid, and this is known to the kid. Okay, that kid's going to be messed up when he get older. But there could be a situation where, like, my father was a single parent of three kids, and they turned out good, you know? So, you know, that's a serial type. But it's a trust issue also. I mean, because, okay, you see your dad or your mom out cheating or whatever, so you're going to think, okay, as a kid, that's the right thing to do. But when you get old enough and start realizing things and you fall for somebody and that person break your heart, you're not going to trust anybody else. Prime example, look at Richard Pryor. I mean, that's what he went through. His dad was a pimp. So I don't think he was ever in love with any of the women that he was married to. I think he just dealt with the situation at hand.
Not even Pam Grier?
He wasn't in love, man. It was physical. It was all physical right there, bro.
5 pounds, baby. Hey, listen, if I had black exploitation in my skin, that's a whole other topic. But I'm telling y'all, listen, he's right about that. I mean, some of this is even in the book. For those who don't read, we'll tell you a little bit about it. In the book, Second Place Women Who Come In First, there's a little segment that I wrote about that where we talk about, you know, going back to the family. If you got some issues within your marriage, your relationship, you might not want to go back to your family and discuss that because whether you resolve it or not, they're always going to have that stimulation, that mindset that your spouse, the in-law, ain't about nothing because that's what you came with them with. And it's going to be hard for them to move on and trust them, that person, well after that issue has been resolved.
I think the main thing that a person needs to do before they start saying they have trust issues, man or woman, and I'm including myself into this right here, you need to look at yourself and look at your own insecurities first and then determine what's wrong with you before you start saying this, I don't trust this person because of this or that. Because it could be something that you're dealing with on the inside that you need to deal with before you even get into that relationship or even let it get that far.
Real talk, man. I love it, man. I mean, I love genuine conversation. I love folks who, you know, who just can keep it 100, keep it real. You know, we're talking about trust issues, money. Lord.
The money of all evil.
They want to blame it on the cash. But the bottom line is, with anything, you didn't communicate.
That's the key to anything right there. That's the key to any in a relationship or friendship or whatever the case may be, communication.
Because you got to look at it. If you couldn't balance a checkbook in the third grade, I mean, in middle school, and you struggle with it in high school, whether you went to college or not, in real life, that addition and subtraction was a bit of a struggle, so you depended on the bank to balance your money for you. What makes you think all of a sudden because you get married, you're going to automatically start counting money better? Did you really discuss that before y'all got into that relationship? Because they may not be, they may have the stuff, but they may not be able to understand the money.
Well, in a situation like that, I think anybody that, okay, the strong points of each individual need to be laid out in the weak and the weakest points. The person that has the strongest abilities in this aspect right here, I mean, don't take over it, but kind of handle that and coach that individual into doing this a certain way to make it better for both of you. And then the person that is the weaker vessel, I would say, needs to be a man or woman about it and listen to that individual and learn something that's going to better that relationship for them both.
Right, right. Y'all got to hear this. I got to understand it. This is real talk tonight. 646-727-3279. If you have a question or a comment on this one, it's real intense. It's intense tonight. This is what we do. If this is the first time that you're listening to the online happy hour or you're just now tuning in, our topic tonight is trust issues. Why do we have them? And Thea jumped in on the phone. He's breaking some information down. He's talking about it tonight from the male perspective. And we're on the relationship aspect of it right now. We're probably going to move into some things later on in the show, but we just had to talk a little bit about this right now to get it understood. A lot of ladies want to listen and see, well, you know, what does a man think about this? Because the women are always quick to vent and talk about it, but they don't think that we discuss these things on a regular basis too. False. B, incorrect. That's not always the case. That just could be the dude that you've been associating with the most. But there are men that lay online and talk about these things because we look for resolution. No, we're not perfect, but we look for resolution. We want to get some understanding because it is the key quintessential factor when there's trust involved in anything. You must communicate. It's must.
And that's another thing. You're right on that, man. I think every man just – a man wants a woman that's going to be there for him to support him, to say, hey, everything's going to be all right when things get out of hand or whatever. I personally, I don't need a woman to sit there and cook for me. I don't need nobody to do my clothes. This old school 1955 stuff, okay, that's the way they did things back then. I don't need that. I can cook for myself if need be. I need somebody who's going to be there, going to be in my corner, going to have my back, so and vice versa, I can do the same for her. I mean, all it is, I mean, and I know some people that they thrive off, well, my wife got to do this, my wife got to do that. That's you. That's not me. You know, I want somebody who's going to be in my corner. Like, I want to go all 12 rounds, you know what I'm saying? When the bell rings, we want it together.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That's a good point. You got to know what the man is looking for, ladies. You can't just go assume based on what you've seen, what you thought. What you presume based on what television and the media might say, listen to us. We will tell you.
And you know what? That's one of the key elements of a lot of trust issues because of what people see on TV. That's a script that's written. That's not real. On the Cosby Show, they never showed Bill and Claire having issues. Everything was always good. The only issues they had was maybe where they were going to eat for dinner. It was never a time where they had real issues. Maybe Theo got an earring or something like that. But
right,
there was nothing real about that.
Mm-mm. House ain't never dirty. Five kids. You ain't got nothing on the floor except for Theo's room. Come on, man. Really? He's right about that. And a lot of people don't even realize that when we talk about this, and I'll keep this really short so we can move on. You know, the father figure that a lot of people had in the late 80s, early 90s was Bill Cosby, because your real father may not have been around, so you got a 20-minute, once-a-week lecture from a positive male figure, and he became your quote-unquote father. Because the real one, the biological, wasn't involved as much as your life as he was in his own children. So you created your own image. I want my father to be like that. So you never saw the issues. And when they came about, you didn't know how to handle them.
And everybody wanted their life to be like that once they got older. When, oh, that's the American dream, to have the life like the Cosbys, you know, because they were always happy. They were always happy.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. My dad was a provider, man. He laid it down. Took care of the house. Money was good. You know what I'm saying? And I can't say we were ballers, but the fridge was full. There was cars in the driveway. We were well taken care of. Our neighbors didn't look like us all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was a very diverse atmosphere that we were privileged to be a part of. Now, am I going to say that every pitch, every football game I went to, he was there coaching along the way? No. That's not to say he's a bad person, but I just didn't have all of that inside. So when it was my turn to be father, wait a minute, I really don't know how to do this because I've never really seen what it's like to do this. I'm the greatest boyfriend in the world. But as far as a father and a parent, let me back this up because it's not to say that I don't trust her, but I don't trust myself.
Wow, that's deep, brother.
Because I am in a position because I don't know what to do, chances are greater for me to let you down than just for me to pick you up. A lot of people talk about that because they won't be real with themselves.
And I think the biggest thing for a man,
you can call it you ain't nothing, you ain't all this. Cool, say what you want. But the truth of the matter is, you have to get some understanding on this. That's just real talk. 646-727-3279. I got to go up to Kansas City, man, and get my homie, Big Kenfolk on the line, my man from Grambling State University, former NFL great and legend Tracy Green is on the line. What up, Tracy? I know you are in here. We'll get to him. But, I mean, that's real for me, T. You know what I'm saying?
Some people
they won't say
I
that, but you got to
and the big thing, I think. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I think the biggest thing for a man is being a failure, man, becoming a failure. And whatever the definition that he has as being a failure, but that's what he's afraid of in any aspect. Nobody wants to fail. But if a man has a family, a woman, the thing that he wants to do is be there, make them happy, and not fail.
Because the trust issue has not been proven. Ladies, y'all better pay attention tonight. Fellas, if you ain't got it all the way, soak it up, wipe your face, sniff the snot, and let's talk about it real tonight. Trust issues. Real talk, folks. Why do we have them? Is my man Tracy on the line? Is he ready? You want to chime in on this topic, 646-727-3279. This is going to keep it real, keep it 100, because my man T has been bringing the funk tonight. Folks.
Can you even hear me, bro?
Yes, sir.
All right, now what is it I missed? You was talking about your father, man. Now what did I miss? Because everything the Hopwood dropped the ball.
We're talking tonight about trust issues, man. And we're talking about how in certain situations, sometimes people don't trust in other people. But you know, this is no negative connotation about my father. It's just that I may not have had everything or all the examples of how to be a complete father, so when it was my turn to be one, I didn't trust myself.
Oh, wow. Well, at least, you know what, man, I got to give you kudos for even admitting that.
Yeah, that's good.
At least you recognize it, and then you can, shit, capitalize on it and be a better father if you should have another child. But no, dude, I can't really relate to that because I had a father that, you know, he had three or four jobs. You know, he was that cat that left 150 on the bread box in the mid-70s and the early 80s for my mom to go make groceries every weekend. You know, my pops was a 12:30 man. He went outside the house unless he was working at 12:30 at night. So I can't relate, bro. I really can't. My trust issues, man, you know, well, I ain't going to say my trust issues, but it's kind of hard for a brother to trust some of these women out here. I'm going to keep touching on it. From week to week, I'm going to keep touching on it. You know what I mean? And it's not from the examples I had at home, because my mom was a powerful woman. My sisters are still powerful women. But, of course, you know, we went to Graham, and, of course, you know where I stay. And I'm not going to stop harping on these hags up here. I'm gonna let the world know how they are. Oh, say about 80% of them, not all of them. You know, so going into a relationship, you know, what does the person want from me? And, you know, that's not, and it came from kind of growing up, you know, because I really wasn't into women growing up. You know, I was into that ball. That's all I wanted to do, play ball. Play ball was basketball, baseball, football. It didn't matter.
What?
You know, I didn't really know what a woman was or a little young girl was until I graduated high school. I hate to say it, but that's just what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to call it me being a late bloomer, might have something to do with the fact that it's not so much I don't trust women, but it's just me around women is what I don't trust.
Wow.
You know, because, I mean, man, look, I'm 40 years old, and I still have a hard time deciphering between a woman that's got me and a woman that wants to get me.
That's deep there, bro. God.
I'm just being honest, man. You know, you get I be in a relationship for 2 or 3 years, man, and seems like everything is gravy. Everything is all good. You know, you're hitting the movies, you're hitting dinner, you're hitting the club. Not even so much the clubs, you're going to family functions or what have you. Then one day you look up and she's just all nitty witty. Or you just don't even feel it no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then when you look at it, it's just like, well, what is she here for? Why am I here? You know, do I even trust this broad? Well, when she walks out the house, you're like, you know, what is she up to? Well, you know, well, since I think she might be up to something, let me go and try to do my thing so I can make sure I get her back, even if she ain't out there doing it. I'm going to make sure I got one up on her. You dig? So
right.
Now, that's a trust issue, man. You know, and I'm not saying I'm like that all the time, because I'm not. You know, but I used to be out there bad. You know, when I had one that left out the door, I might have one coming through the door. You know, I've dealt with women that do that kind of stuff. They're not happy unless they can argue with their man. And I've been that kind of cat where I'm like, you know, fine, I don't want that. I don't want that one that's going to sit at home that don't want to do nothing. No, that old Miss Boring read a book body. You know, so that's a hell of a trust issue right there. And I can, like you admitted about yours, man, I can admit mine. You know, it's hard for me to sit up and look at a woman and say, hey. And it ain't because of all the dirty shit I did when I was 21, 22. You know, I know the mess I did. But just to sit and look at a woman, man, you know, it's always that 10% that you're saying, but she ain't no keeper. But she ain't right. You know, damn the other 90%. You know, so that's a trust issue in itself.
Y'all, I don't understand why people won't come to grips with this. It takes time. It does take healing, but you got to understand there's a problem. You got to understand that, look, there is a trust issue here. Somewhere. I can't move on. I can't get around this, and I can't expect anybody to connect to me until I let this part of me go. And a lot of folks get in relationships. They go to these jobs. They always complaining at work because they're in the same situation over and over again. You can take it to your family. You know, you might even trust that one cousin that you was cool with growing up. They cut you off. They hurt you. Problems. You know what I'm saying? There's a message just came in, Tracy. A caller wants to know if she's not a keeper, then why waste their time?
Hey, man, is Miss Goody on the damn line or something? Did she just text you?
No. This is another caller. They come in from all over. This is coming from Monroe, Louisiana.
Okay, and what's the question again?
The question is, if she's not a keeper, then why waste your time?
Well, see, you don't know that she's not a keeper. And it's about trust issues, because, I mean, honestly, dude, you got to know yourself.
Man,
you got to be a Christian dude, man. I'm sorry. That's just what it is. When it comes to men, you got to be a Christian. You know, you gotta have that faith, but you understand yourself wholeheartedly. You know, like people used to ask me, man, why you ain't married? You know, now on one hand I might say, well, I ain't ready to care about someone else's feelings. On the other hand, I had to look at myself and say, what do you really have to offer a woman and grab her hand in marriage? You know, do you have that foundation? Do you have that home for her? So she can flourish and shine, like I've said before. You know, where when she walks out that door, she knows she ain't got to worry about coming back through the door and there's a whole bunch of crazy mess going on. Or she's got to have to be at work and got to hear all this mumble-jumble behind her back. Or she go to the grocery store, she might go to the shopping mall. Or she might just be out with her girls or doing whatever women do. and she got to hear all this nitpicking, all this BS about your man.
Wow.
You know, you got to be comfortable with yourself before you can offer yourself to a woman. That's just the way I see it. And if I'm not cool with that within myself, then I'm always be looking at this woman, because at some time a brother don't know how to build himself up himself. And I used to, I've been that cat. I'm slowly progressing, bro. I ain't got it all the way. I know I don't. And I'm not finna lie to no woman and say I do. I might crack my jokes. You know, I might say a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But that's on a whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Andy, I want to chime in on that.
What's up?
Hello. Hey, Andy, this is T. I want to chime in on that first.
Go ahead real quick, because I got to go to the phone line. Go ahead real quick.
Okay. About the issue about her being a keeper. Okay, this is my thought process on that. Real quick. If you've been kicking it with this dude for a year or this chick for a year, and y'all been doing y'all thing, spending more time together with each other, and then just say you go out, you meet this guy, whatever, and you go have drinks with him, and then you come back and tell this guy, hey, I met a new friend. It's going to damage that relationship. You probably was getting ready to say, hey, I want to take this to the next level, but you just ruined that. You were the keeper, but you messed that up.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's
true.
You know what?
That is true. That goes both ways, too, bro.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
Hold on, ladies. Yeah. I don't understand. We got to hear from the women on this one now. It's time. 646-727-3279. Sometimes what your heart don't know. And I need to bring Miss Coco on. Fantastic pastor here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Miss Coco, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the online happy hour, sweetheart.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hello, Miss Coco.
How you doing, Miss Coco?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Now, Coco, before you chime in, give the people a little bit of background information of who you are and what you got going on here in the DFW.
Okay, well, I'm Coco Foster. I'm writer and producer of the stage play What Your Heart Don't Know. It's coming to the African American Museum on June 9th at 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock, which is a Saturday, and again on June 10th, which is Sunday at 4 o'clock. You don't want to miss it.
All right. Well, you've been hearing the topic that we were talking about, trust issues. Why do we have them? You know, how does your play relate to some of those trust issues and some of those facets? Can you give us a brief snapshot, if you don't mind?
Most definitely. There's a character in the play, Ryan Stelp. He's a doctor. He thinks he's the God's gift to women. And so with the trust issue thing, him and his relationship, his girl thinks he can do no wrong, but everybody else sees him for the person that he is. And so pretty much, I mean, he has her nose wide open, but he's just so good. He's very deceitful.
Hmm. So can that really happen?
I'm sorry?
That's a real situation. You sometimes think you based on real business.
I mean, it's just a life. When I write, I just write. But that is an everyday situation. A lot of times women have their blinded to situations that they're in, hoping that if they just go in at full force, that everything is going to be okay. And bottom line, you can't make a man be a certain way, and you can't make a woman be a certain way. It just is what it is, and you just have to learn who that person is.
Hmm. Tell us how y'all feel about that. T, Tracy?
Yeah, man, let me ask you something. Now, when we're talking about trust issues, are we talking about just the person, yourself, or is this based on a relationship? What are we talking about? Or just 100 all the way around?
All the way around, man.
Okay, well, as far as the relationship deal is concerned, man, you know, I'm the type of cat, I meet a broad lady, however you want to look at it, and I want to trust them. You know, I mean, I'm the type of cat, I've never met a stranger. You know, so when I meet a woman, I'm looking at it wholeheartedly like, you know, is she cool? She could be that potential wife. And I think a lot of us do that, but it's that one thing that you can't get past. And it's not to her discredit. It's to yours, because it's something someone else has done, and you see it right off the bat, and then in the back of your mind you're saying, you know what, I'm not falling for that again. And you don't know what's going on. And it goes back to your mentality. Do you trust yourself to get past it? And you know what, really in a relationship, dude, if you and your girl are doing some things and she get out there and jack up, or you get out there and jack up, do you trust her enough to know that she's going to have that love for you so y'all can move past that? And can you do the same as a man for this woman? You know, it's like I see people every day still married. They might go out and do some of the craziest stuff in the world, but they trust each other enough to know I got you, you got me, and I'm not finna tear up this home. You know, now the old saying was, "What stay out in the streets is cool, as long as you don't bring it to the house." I kind of beg to differ on that, man, because the one thing about that, especially when you're talking about trust, is it can divide so bad where you won't even trust the next person. And it goes to not trusting your family or trusting the friends that you built around you, all because maybe this one person that you totally gave all of your love and trust to has destroyed or chipped away at it. As far as, like, my job, I don't trust none of them in there. But I trust that they know what they're doing. Because I got one of those jobs, somebody jack up, we're going to tear up half the city. That's just what it is. When bottles start going and stuff start blowing up, ain't nobody walking away, bro. That's just what it is. So I got to trust these cats to say I know what they're doing. But at the same time, I don't trust them if I do something that they've done that it won't get back. You know, you might go and smoke behind the building. Can I go smoke behind the building? Hell no, because I actually, as a matter of fact, I'm the only one that looks like me at this job. So I can't trust them. You know what, man? And I think I brought this up on one of your shows about, you know, supervisor and the cat that got fired. Because the cat followed the rules, asked the supervisor something, put the supervisor in a bad position. They both get suspended. Supervisor gets fired. So this cat, who happens to be a brother, trusting that, okay, well, fine, I got away with this. Now, either he trusting or he just didn't know no better. So now what you do, you see everybody else smoking, or you see all these little other cats, young cats smoking in a particular area or a particular zone, and you go do it. You get fired. Now, can you trust people that you work with like that?
No.
You dig? Are you even there, bro?
Well, in my opinion, when it comes to trust, you have to trust yourself. To me, I don't trust an individual that is not me. I have to trust myself to believe that I know what I'm looking for or I know what I'm doing to get the job done. Because, say, for instance, you're working with someone. Although you're working with them, you're saying that you trust them, that they know what they're doing. But like you said, that man, he's cutting rules, breaking rules, and he messed up. So ultimately, you have to trust your sense of what should be done, both in relationships or not. I never go into a relationship trusting. You have to show me who you are, because I can trust the fact that, yeah, I think you have potential and I think you may have what I'm looking for, but I'm not going to trust that you are 100% what I'm expecting you to provide to me.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you, going into a relationship, that trust factor has got to be there. Because, you know, just to meet somebody, you got to trust they ain't no lunatic, they ain't no fool. Once you get past that, see, it's once you get past that overall picture, which is allowing somebody in your presence, in your day atmosphere, however you want to put it. Once you do that, all the intricacies about that person, you can pick and poke and pry and figure that out later. Because you've allowed this person in your space. It's not so much about trust. It's about what you're willing to deal with and what you're not willing to deal with. That's just the way I operate. I got to trust you to even put my energy and time in you. And I'm going to give you that off the back. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt off the back. Because without that, I'm not going to call you. Without that, I might see you in passing and say hello. So that's the base premises, which is trust. Sorry, that's just what it is. When it correlates to my job, what I'm saying is I trust these guys to run these pumps. I trust these guys to run these regulators. I trust these guys to run all these flammable liquids and gases because I trust that they don't want to die like I don't want to die. But on the flip side of it, I don't trust them to do shit they do because I'm not going to get fired.
So are you the one that hired them?
I have no choice in that.
Oh, okay.
I can get their ass fired, but I ain't hire them. I'm just saying, I'm not no snitch. Go over there and smoke. Okay, go over there and smoke. As long as you ain't close to something that's going to blow my black ass up, I don't care what you do over there. I'm not the one running up in the office. Hey, boss, he's back there smoking. Hey, boss, he over there took a 20 minute break and is only supposed to be 10 minutes. I don't care what you do. That's on you, because trust and believe, when you think you're somewhere doing something, somebody sees you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Amen to that. You're right.
We want to make sure somebody go out and see Miss Coco on this stage play.
We're going to
take calls in the DF Dub, man. If y'all want to come check out the play at the African American Museum, get some online, DF Dub, 646-727-3279, so we can get some information to Miss Coco. How about that?
Yeah, and I do want to let you know as well, I have the two tickets this Sunday for however you're going to give those out. And then to contact me is 415-KOA-KOA-1, which is 562-5621. And my website is www.thecocofactory.com. Groups of 10 or more get $5 off each ticket.
Give them to them one more time so they'll have that.
The number is 415-562-5621. And the website is www.thecocofactory, which is KOA, and it's .com.
Mm-hmm. The number?
The number?
No, is that your personal number?
That's my business number.
Can I trust that?
Yeah, trust me. Call it right now. You'll get me. Well, no, you'll get my voicemail because I'm on the line with you guys.
Oh, okay.
What's up? Hey, I know the production is going to be off the chain. I'm definitely going to come out and support and see the 7 o'clock show on Saturday.
Thank you. Yes, that's the red carpet event, and it's going to be great. And then there's an after party on Sunday at 8 o'clock at Mr. Meridian Gardens in Arlington.
All right. Doing a big detail. Y'all better recognize Dallas, Texas got some stars in here. This is real tonight. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about jobs, families. You know, to take it to the temple, to the Lord's house. Either way, we got to talk about these trust issues. Why do we have them? And that's just keeping it real, folks. There's something holding you back from moving forward in any kind of relationship with anybody or anyone or any place, because you can't trust it. You don't trust the system. Somebody that came to you with some idea to say, hey, man, we're going to make some money on this. Nah, I don't think that's going to work. I'm good over here just making enough at this job. I don't really see people making millions of dollars or doing something different that they can stay from home and do something different. I don't really think that's going to work. You don't trust yourself enough to allow yourself to get in that program and come out the box and make it happen. Real.
Yep. Well, let me ask.
Hold on. Let me look at this, Tracy. Hold on. You know you eat bad. You know you got bad health. You know you won cheeseburger away from diabetes type 2, but you don't trust yourself enough to say that I think I really need to slow down and eat these bananas and eat this, you know, grilled chicken and cut back on some of this red meat to really take care of my health. You don't trust yourself enough to do that. Because everybody's telling you what to do. Yeah, you're right. I need to cut down. My pants are getting a little tight. But that dollar menu is convenient. Really? Really? That's a major trust issue for me. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but you're not trusting yourself enough to back away from that nasty man's style of stuff as burger. And if it really is good quality, why is it just a dollar? There's no value in the food that you eat.
You know what, Andy, man? I think it's all about how people are prioritized, man, because you'll trust that cat at God awful McDonald's, you know, the Richmond Center. That's what I call it. I can't do McDonald's no more. But you'll trust that cat to go on and hook your fries up and hook your burger up and not spit in your shake. I hate to say it like that. And you rolling through the drive through to get this stuff. You don't know who's back there working, but you trust them. But on the flip side of that, man, like I say, since we're gonna really talk about relationships, you meet a young lady and you meet her something, I mean, you know, you're going out with her, or you courting her, as they would say. You know, you done went to the movies and you done went and had dinner and you might go over and wash your car for, or you might even cut her grass for, some stuff like that. And then here's this cat that pulls up. He's there for maybe 5 minutes, say something to her in the driveway and bounce. All right. Now, as a man, do you ask her who was that, what was that about, or do you trust that, look, that might have been a friend? That could have even been her brother, could have been her uncle, could have been a long lost whatever. That didn't have to necessarily be the last cat that she was dealing with. Now, here's the thing. Do you trust this woman wouldn't put you in a position where you could act a fool, where you could look at her in a different light? Do you trust that at some point she's going to say, well, baby, I know I didn't say nothing to you about it, but I don't know if you're wondering. That was my cousin Thomas. And remember I told you 2 weeks ago those tickets for the play that we were going to go see next week. Well, he just told me that come up with $50 more because the cat's tripping that he's getting the tickets from. You dig what I'm saying? And that's what I mean by the priorities. Well, you trust this cat to fix the food, but somebody that don't know, or somebody that doesn't have that formal thinking, well, you know, all kind of scenarios could work out. I don't know who this man is, but I'm not finna jump the gun. Do you trust yourself enough not to do that? Do you trust that this woman is gonna handle that and be right about that? You know, but it goes back to this system that we got. You know, that's teaching young ladies that you're going to always need assistance. You're going to need that government assistance. You're going to need that help. You're going to need this, and we're going to keep locking up all you little young men so these sisters ain't got nothing when they grow up to be women or ladies. You know, I see it every day. Dude, I walk around here, and I see it every day. You know, because once you get pulled over and you get that name in the system, dude, it's a hard-ass time getting out. It's easy to get in the system. Not what have you created. You did? I mean, you know, I mean, that's just straight up. And I don't know how it works in Dallas. I've been around Dallas. You know, most of my time in Dallas was late at night. You know, I'm rolling through, or I'm staying somewhere. But I know up here, once they get you in that system, dude, once they put, you know, whatever, however they get their hands on you, it is a reason to keep you off the streets. It is a reason to keep these women in a mindset. Well, okay, fine. I can say whatever I want to say. I can do whatever I want to do, but yet and still you're not doing nothing. But do you trust the propaganda that you see on TV? Do you trust the media? Do you trust the bullshit that you force fed? But when you go out there and this is what they say you can do, what happens? Failure rate climbs up, man. You know, I look at young women and say, well, fine, you know, I'm just going to go over here because I'm going to work at this job. And, you know, ultimately, Andy, a lot of people don't trust their damn self to do better. A lot of people are scared to do better.
Exactly.
You know, and that's why I say I don't mind trusting the lady when I meet her. It's what you prove and what you do for me to keep trusting you or to distrust your ass.
All right. Hey, Dan. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all getting real talk tonight over here. I got to go back to the phone line, Tracy. Ms. Coco, I'll take care of the information. We got some calls that want to chime in. I got to go to the phone line. 646-727-3279 is the calling number tonight. Trust issues. And I trust that this young lady that's coming on the phone right now is about to bring the funk. You know, you're Dallas's funniest comedian, or one of the realest ladies that I know. Trust to believe that. Miss Mama Michelle Henderson is on the line. Michelle, what's up, sweetheart? Michelle? You know what?
Hello.
I'm not understanding what's going on. Is Michelle there?
Hello.
What's up, sweetheart? Talk to me.
Can you hear me?
We got you.
Hello.
Michelle, we got you. Go ahead. We got you. I can't hear a word you're saying. Say it again.
I trusted y'all to get me on the line. Y'all didn't.
You on?
Okay, okay. Y'all play too much, man. Hey, this is a good show. AB, Andy, I thank, you know, how was the weekend at the bomb? But I wanted to just comment on what he said about trusting somebody through the drive-through and all that. You know, you got trust issues based on things that have happened in your past, but your past is, a person's past is a clear indication of perhaps how they will perform in the future. I just had a homegirl call me and tell me that she going back to her old man after they done broke up twice because he cheating. I don't feel like that's resolving her trust issue. I think that, you know, people got to earn your trust. You just can't just give it away. He said, I think I heard him say, you know, if he meet a young lady, he'll trust her. But I think trust is to be earned, not just given away.
So you don't think you can go in trusting until you prove otherwise?
I don't think you have, like, mistrust where you, you know, practically stalking a person. Who is that? What's this? But I don't think you just, you know, open up the floodgates to your waterfall, you know, just because the dude said or because this female said she or he is, you know, all good. I think that people get trust and stupidity mixed up. Trust is when, you know, you're not double checking, you're not rambling through his stuff, trying to find out, you know, trying to find numbers and shit. You know, trust is when you're chilling. But if a broad come up to you, pull up in the driveway, she look at you and then back the fuck out, then you're not supposed to say, oh, I trust him. You know, even if you say you trust him, if you're feeling uncomfortable about it and you don't say anything, just not saying anything is not any more trust. So there's a difference. I just want to, you know, to make sure everybody knows there's a difference between trust and damn foolishness. Trust is, you know, I'm not going to go through your stuff. I'm not going to be tracking you down. I'm not going to follow you to work. I'm not going to jump out of the bushes at 3 o'clock when you get home from the club. But I'm also not playing Willy Foo-Foo for you either.
Valid point. Valid, very valid point. And I'm not saying be a fool. When I listen to me, sweetheart. When I said I trust a woman and she's got to show me that I can continue to trust her, what I'm talking about is however minute it may be, I trust that you ain't psychotic until I see the signs. I trust that you ain't full of shit until I see the signs. I trust you ain't no asshole, no gold digger, no money-grubbing heifer until I see the signs. I have to go
but
in.
See, what I'm saying, that's dangerous for women sometimes, you know, like the over trust, because, again, I don't think that people understand the difference between trust and foolishness. I mean, like,
okay,
you know, my
okay,
longer case.
Right. Okay, well, then what I'm saying is trust your damn self not to be a fool as you meet someone and trust them a little bit until they prove that they can gain and garner more trust from you. Is that a little bit better for you?
Right. A little bit. That's right. Trust a person a little bit. You know, but,
okay.
You know, just, I mean,
let me,
you can't go all
let
in.
Let me get both of y'all a scenario, and I want each of you all to come back and tell me where the trust is on this one. And just, I got to go to the phone line in just a second, but I want your feedback on this, all right? You met someone.
Ooh.
Y'all met someone. You were out having a good time, wherever you might have met him. You met him at the bar. You met him at Walmart. Wherever you met him. Y'all had a good conversation. It led to a soft dinner. The conversation was great. And you felt a vibe from each other to where, you know what, we can take it there. I'm comfortable to go to your house. You're comfortable to go to my house, whatever. This is day one. Okay? You go back to that other person's house. And not to say that you don't do this, but it just happened this way. You went to that person's house. Y'all got comfortable. Got intimate, things happened, and probably about 3 hours after that act, you know, you didn't look at each other strange. You just said, hey, you know, you just kind of gave the idea, well, they were comfortable enough to do this. I was comfortable enough to do that. I trust you enough to do this. But before they leave and go back to their home, they turn to you and say, hey, let me hold about $80. Do you trust them?
Ooh, I'll let the lady go first.
I don't trust you, nigga. You go first. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so, you know, that really is a very loaded question because you pitting, you know, do I care more about my body and about the intimacy I share with you or do I care more about $80? But those are two different issues. If I had it to give to them and there was no strings attached, I didn't have to have that $80 for nothing, and I had that kind of vibe with the person. I mean, if I'm vibing strong enough, it's my first day with you to kick it with you that hard. If $80 won't kill me, I probably would loan it to you. And I'm going to tell you why. Because, you know, I wouldn't have gone, I wouldn't have gotten that intimate with you if there wasn't some kind of serious bond. Because if you spend a night at my house on the first night, you got to hit a home run. I'm going to tell everybody you about that bullshit, and $80 ain't shit for me to give you. But,
so you're through.
Yeah, I probably would.
Okay. What about you, Trey?
Well, you know what, man? Yeah, I trust that she's going to pick up the check after dinner. I trust she's going to go ahead and pick up the check for the movie. I trust when we get to her house or my crib, and I'm going to break that down for you. I trust either way that she ain't got a problem with no condom talking. I don't want to hear that. Oh, it don't feel right. Oh, I can't use them. I'm allergic and shit. I trust she ain't got an issue with that. I trust in that 3 hours or 4 hours that when it's time and I say, hey, baby, you got to hit the door. I got to go to work. I know it's Sunday, but I got to go to work. I trust she ain't got a problem. Get the hell out. And as far as the $80, yeah. Because if you really look at it, dinner and a movie, fucking with me, it's going to be motivated. So I done came out on top anyway. So I trust all that.
See? Okay, boo. Boo, nigga. Boo, 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 boo. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why she shouldn't have trusted it in the first place. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Oh, hell no. Nah. How was your weekend? Oh, hell no. Nah. You better be glad it's the internet radio station. Because we're in the studio. I'll scratch that nigga behind his ear. I swear to God I would.
You scratch me behind my ear?
I sure would. You heard me. Creep through Dallas late at night. Oh, Mr. Late at Night. Uh-huh. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you right now, your $80 won't even... Oh. Y'all, AB, go on to the phone.
You know what I'm Michelle. Mom Michelle, I just had to pick at you with that one, baby. That's all. Andy, real talk, not that I have ever experienced this, but to give you that brotherly love, that straight up, I'm a man, whatever, how's my life been, how was your weekend, going to the movies, having dinner, or what have you, bringing somebody back to your home, going to someone else's home, nigga, that's a part of life. That's what motherfuckers do every day. You dig what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with giving up my body.
So what I'm saying is if I want to get it on tonight, I got to go to the movies. I don't know that, y'all.
No. He asked a question. It don't even have to be the movies. You're going to spend some bread. Fuck that. You're going to spend something. I don't give a damn if we stop at the store. You get you put some money on the rubbers. You're going to spend, say, if I get the dinner, you can get the rubbers. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. If I get the dinner and rubbers, you can get the place for the night. Even if it's your crib, you paying rent, so you got the place for the night. Are you paying them all?
No.
That's
what should have been a no-no. She should have never took your ass back to the place, because if she got it, if she got that monkey like I do, you're going to be chasing a nigga down. I'm not going to be able to trust you. You're not going to come back to my house, because you're going to have to. Go on, Andy. Go to the phone. Let's talk to him.
You know what? Andy gets on the radio, and he explains about everybody. But see, even if they don't get y'all my background, I'm a grown ass man, and you know what? Whatever you say about that nigga saying they grown ass man, look, I'm a grown ass man. I done paid for pussy before, so $80 ain't shit if you really want to go there. On top of that, I don't give a fuck about taking somebody to Burger King, because that's where we going.
Tracy, I got a call that wants to chime in. They want to ask you a question. For those who want to chime in, the number that we're talking on tonight, 646.
Trey's going to get beat
up. Tonight's topic is trust issues on the online happy hour. Sharita's on the line, and she had a question. What's up, Sharita?
What's his name again?
Leroy,
how are you?
I'm fine, baby. How you doing?
I'm kind of confused. You done contradicted yourself. I got a few questions. I'm going to let y'all have it.
Get him, girl.
The first question originally came from me. When he came on the line and said, why do you waste your time if you know she's not a keeper?
Mm-hmm.
Well, your first response is you didn't know she wasn't a keeper. And then you came back and when you said, well, this broad or this lady, I know if she going to stay around or not. So is there
okay,
a time
whoa, baby, that was two different cats talking. That was two different cats talking.
And honestly,
as far as her not being a keeper or her being a keeper, here's one thing that we do with our time. If 3 years later you find out that she's not a keeper, that time that you invested, did you not learn something from it? Of course you did.
Why is it taking you 3 years to realize that she's not a keeper? Within that 3 years, you done had some kind of signs to know this is just going to be something you're
going to fuck. Being that you asking me this question, you've never been in a three-year relationship that did not end in a marriage?
I don't get in relationships because I know me.
You know what? 3 years is 3 years. If it was a good 3 years and one bad month, that's just what happens.
I've never been in a relationship.
Oh, so you just got married.
What?
Right.
Why not?
Okay. What's wrong with where are you from?
I'm from Louisiana. But I don't get in relationships. I do what I do because, like you say, trust. I've got trust issues. And sometimes I can't trust myself. So why would I expect to trust somebody else if I can't trust myself?
Now, wait a minute. What is it about yourself?
What are you asking me then?
What is it about yourself that you don't trust?
Sometimes, you know, you kind of get situated, you kind of get carried away. Like Andy asked the question a few minutes ago. If you meet a guy, y'all go on the first date. I'm not coming back to his house, and he's not coming back to my house on the first date. That's just something I don't do.
Okay.
Well, he didn't ask you, but I'm listening.
My point, this is why I'm asking you, because he asked you.
Okay, well, you know what? You asked, your original question to me was about 3 years, and how did I know that she was or was not a keeper? You know, if I knew she wasn't a keeper in the beginning, which I didn't, obviously not, if I didn't did 3 years with the woman.
So it took you 3 years for you to realize she really wasn't a keeper?
No, I didn't say it took me 3 years. I said three beautiful years with someone and one bad month can destroy a relationship depending on how strong that you are and how sure of yourself and that person. Like I said earlier, people get married, people do shit, but they trust that they got one another at the end of the day. And here brings me to another fact. Bad as it is out here, it's a whole bunch of he ain't and she keepers that's going to have some motherfuckers that's going to keep their ass around because them bills is hard on one motherfucker. I don't care what kind of money you make. Now, does that answer your question, Boo?
It kind of does, but, I mean, I'm a woman. I handle my own. I do what I got to do to make sure mine is taken care of. I'm going to take care of home before I take care of anybody else. But you saying you know, you're going to keep her around, you know, she's going to keep you around or however to make sure stuff is paid.
Whoa, you didn't hear me. That was not my answer to your question. I said because of how things are out here, you're going to see a lot of that.
I understand it. I got that part.
Okay. But as far as the original question, if you do 3 years with someone and it's just great, it's lovely, and you're about to put a ring or you done put a ring on a finger, there's a lot of stuff that could happen that could end it. Like I said, three good years, one or two bad months can end a relationship. I've seen it. I've seen 15, 20, 30 years of a marriage end after one bad year.
Okay, and that's understandable. But I guess my question to that would be, if you've lasted that long and y'all bond is that strong, why let something come in between y'all in 2 months to mess up what y'all have put together the last 3 years?
Well, I guess because the last 3 years?
Or the last three beautiful years. You said three beautiful years of a relationship. Something could happen in 2 months. I guess my question is, within that 3 years, that bond that y'all built and the beautiful years and everything y'all have experienced, why let something come up in 2 months where y'all can't get it together and reminisce about the three good years y'all had?
Because it takes two. One can't do it. It takes two to do it. One can't move on while the other one still lives in the past or lives in the present day and you're trying to work towards the future. One can't do it by themselves. I'm sorry. I can put a rope around your neck and tie you to a U-Haul and drag you. There's nothing that's going to be left. So that can happen, sweetheart.
Let me ask this. On top of that, I have to ask Sharita, you said you don't do relationships at all?
Uh-uh.
Is there any particular reason why you don't want to connect to anybody else?
Because I dated a few people back in the day. back in the day. But these days, you find people that's just out to get what they can get.
Is that everybody, or that's just those people who may have had some similar attributes?
These may be the people with the similar attributes, or these are the people, I guess, that I attract. So I guess there's something in me that says that.
Hmm. Okay. So is it, have you, because something had to happen to say that I don't want this anymore. Because you tried it, to say, not to say that you didn't want it ever, but there was a pattern that was consistent, and then something happened that you had the moment of, I'm fed up.
I'm done,
because
yeah.
There was a continual pattern that said, okay, this is happening too much.
Okay,
Andy,
let's take me and you. We're good friends. We go out and start kicking. We have an understanding, okay? This is just a sexual thing. When you need something, you call. When I need something, I call. Or we send a special text word or whatever. We have our thing going on. In the middle of the night, your phone starts to go off. I can't get mad because you ain't my man. However, this is our routine. This is our normal do. So are you stepping outside of what we do?
Well, here's right there. It's just a sexual connection.
My point exactly. However, right, but you
open the door for emotions.
That's totally true. And is opening things for you to bring something back to me or me to bring something back to you if we stepping out.
If y'all just kicking this shit, I can't see dry fucking no way, but that's just my opinion.
If we just kicking it, what?
I don't see no dry fucking if we just kicking it.
Yeah, that's not a relationship. It is a relationship, but it's not nothing that you're
going to
you have a relationship. It is what it is. But you're not committing to go to grow. You're leaving it
correct.
Just at that. But what happens
so
with that
words,
is...
So in other words, that's what you're doing?
Well, I know I'm doing it right now because I'm practicing the abstinence right at this particular moment, but... That's
never
what I've been doing.
It.
Huh?
Never would have thought. I said I never would have thought it.
Who is that?
Andy.
Why do you say that?
I just never would have thought it. Because, I mean, you ask a man, Leroy, these questions, and you say you don't do the relationships. You dated back in the day, but you don't do the relationships. Okay. And
mm-hmm.
then you get on my man, and you ask him a couple of questions.
Well, no,
but
let me apologize because I thought that was the same person that asked that question earlier.
No.
Yeah, so I apologize for that because that's why I was asking. I was trying to clear that up.
Okay, baby.
Yeah.
But what you're not allowing, you're not allowing any type of growth to come in. So when you cut that off. To say that this is all it's going to be and it's just physical, okay. But if that's just that relationship that they have, if the physical aspect is just with you and you're not saying, now I'm not condoning just saying this is what you do, but what you're doing is you probably didn't let that happen to say this is all that we're going to do. But why? Why is it you're not wanting to grow beyond just physical?
Trust issues?
Mm-hmm. So you'll trust them to be with you physically, and that's it.
Not really emotional. No, I don't.
So if the emotional aspect isn't there, who cares what happens when the phone rings?
Because that's interrupting what we've already had going on.
Whoa! Let me get this, Andy. Please let me get this.
Go ahead.
There's no commitment.
There is no commitment.
Okay, y'all sleep together whenever the time comes.
Hold up. But we have a clear, at the beginning of this agreement, we have a clear understanding. When I call, you come. When you call, I come.
Okay,
no
that's cool.
Asked.
That's cool.
No question
that's
asked.
Cool.
That means... Go ahead.
But there's no commitment.
There's no commitment.
Okay, well, I'm going to break this down, and I'm going to say it in one phrase. You can't control a horse if you're not on the back of it riding. Remember that. You can't tell me what to do. No, you can't tell me what to do and what I can't do. No, you can't. You can't say nothing about a phone call for me if you're not my woman, if we're not committed. Because if I'm not committed to you, what I choose to do with you is whatever. What I choose to do with someone else is whatever.
Whatever.
Like my man says, you're not allowing yourself to grow. You're not allowing yourself to do anything but set yourself up for failure and continue to have trust issues. And why would you on earth, as a woman, as a black woman, I'm sure, why would you want to do that to yourself? I don't want to see you do that to yourself. Okay, well, fine. White, blue, red, cocoa butter, it don't matter. What I'm saying is, as a woman, why would you want to continue to do that to yourself? If you know you have trust issues, why would you want
to Because I don't have to commit.
Because you don't have to commit. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe you want to be one of the golden girls. Maybe you want to be in a house 20 years or 30 or 40 years from now with three other women talking about all the good times. You know,
no,
marriage is not for everyone.
It's not for everyone. No, it's not for everyone. I can agree with that.
Okay, well, that's pretty much what you're saying. If you got on the show, you got trust issues.
Yeah, but I've never denied that marriage wasn't for everyone. Marriage is not for everyone. Here, half of the people that's married today shouldn't be married.
You know what? I got one question for you. Are you a controlling woman?
I can be.
Can be, is, ain't gonna never stop. Which one?
No, I can be. It can be stopped. I mean, anything you do can be stopped.
Okay, well then, can you stop having trusting issues? Can you stop having trust issues? Because what you're doing is the fact you're not allowing yourself to grow at all. My man says, I'm saying it. If you're taking care of all yours, okay, that's cool. Kudos to you. I'm glad you're out there doing your thing. But if you don't want more, and I'm not dictating what you should do, I'm just giving you a different route. If you don't want more, if you're going to let trust issues hold you back from enjoying a lot of other things that life has to offer, then, lady, all I can do is pray for you.
I need prayer. But hold on, let me get back to that. I don't know if you're saying I need a man to do more.
No, I didn't say you need a man. I'm just talking about trust issues, period. If you know you got trust issues and you got controlling issues, you are binding yourself. You are not, in effect, allowing yourself to have other things in your life.
That is true. I can admit to that.
Well, then why are you arguing about it if you could? Okay, lady.
I didn't argue with you. I just asked you a question because I thought you asked the first two questions, and I told you that was my bad. I apologize for that earlier. I thought you were the same guy. Now, I never said
okay, my bad. I've been drinking. My bad.
It's okay. I never said marriage was for everybody, and I know that I'm not growing, but at the same time, I mean, I'm cool with where I am.
Andy, Mama Michelle can't be on the radio, can she? She cannot be on this phone.
I think she's still there.
Mama Michelle. No, she can't be there because I know she's not on this phone.
Well, here's what it is. Somebody wants to come on in time. We got to go back to the phone lines. But think about it like this. I'm going to share this drop. You got to look at the sex for what it is. It's a spiritual act disguised as physical activity. Bottom line, that's what it is. It's the only thing in this world that creates life. The only thing, not a microwave, not a refrigerator, not an ice cube, it's sex. It's the vital exchange that is the only time humans can have a godlike act because it's the only time that they can produce another spirit. So this is what the act that you're giving to someone, but you won't commit anything else, there's going to be an issue. Always. Always. Because this is, you're giving them what is replicable to create, but you don't want to provide anything else. There's always going to be an issue with that. 646-727-3279. Susie's on the phone right now, chiming in as well. I got to keep it hot. What's going on, Susie?
Oh, nothing. Can y'all hear me? I know that there's a delay. Hello?
It's a bit of a delay from the internet to the telephone.
That's what it is. Okay, because I've been noticing that with the caller that's calling in. But is that young lady still on the line?
Yes,
I am. Okay, I appreciate y'all answering my call. Andy, hey, how you doing? I told y'all I was going to chime in. Y'all got me. My husband and I definitely was listening. I wanted to say something. And I'm trying. I ain't gonna beat you down. I promise. I don't know your name. What's your name? It's called Leona.
Sharita.
Okay. All right, Sharita. Listen to me. I was once where you was before. I'm married now. This is my second marriage. Now, true enough, marriage isn't for everybody. Some women just get married because they're in love with the idea of being married, but they're not willing to commit to being submissive to their husband. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. It's good that you recognize that that's not what you want to do, which is awesome. At the same time, you being a woman, you need to offer yourself a better standard. Set your standard and do not lower it for no cost at all. If you just want sex for the physical being, and I'm telling you, my pastor probably get on me for saying this right now, but you better off getting a dildo. I'd rather have a mechanical device, if you will, than to have just any man that I just feel as though, you know, I can give myself to you. Because what you're doing is you're opening up your spirit to that person. You don't need to do that. You're tainting yourself. Because when I hear, and I don't think anyone, I'm sure somebody else can recognize this, but I hear a change in you already. And what you're doing, you are changing for the better. You might not see it right now, but you're changing for the better. And the reason why is because you would have been hung up a long time ago if you wasn't looking for a certain answer, and you're still on the line. And I bless God for that. At the same time, what you need to recognize is that your worth is far more better than your emotions. Because when you, as a woman, when you give yourself, I've seen women give themselves to men and completely, it tears them the hell up, to be honest with you. Now, they might act hard, because I've been there with the acting hard and whatever. I used to be a woman that didn't respect the man, didn't care, period. I love my husband today. I promise you I wouldn't trade him for nothing in the world. And it took some time for me to get to that point. But as for you and your emotions with the guy that you have, this, you know, this sex buddy that you have, when his phone rang, if that bothers you, that absolutely is an emotion that you gave to him because you laying with it. Now, if you choosing to not want to, if you really didn't want to have an emotion, your emotion would be cut off, because I know how to do it. I know how to do it because I've done it.
Yeah, but that's a process.
It really is a process, and you're working through that. So I really want to commend you. This is woman to woman. I know it's men on the line, but this is woman to woman. I really want to commend you for recognizing it's a process, because I'm trying to tell you, at the end of the season that you're in right now with this not trusting, I'm telling you, it's going to come a time to where you're going to have to learn to trust the Lord before you can trust man, because that is the word of God.
Okay.
Trust in the Lord and not man. And see, that's something I had to learn, because when it came to me, I realized how many men I actually hurt. It wasn't like 100. I'm just going to throw that out there. But I realized how many men I hurt by not trusting them. And they open up and give themselves to me with all types of ways, and I ain't want all that. You know what I mean? But when you learn, and it's going to, like you said, it's a process. When you learn to trust the Lord, that's when you'll learn how to trust. Because you have to trust God with your emotions and everything that's in you in order for you to be able to trust somebody else. My husband asked me something before we got married. I'm telling you, we had a hot, heated, holy time, if you will, for real, before we got married. And one of the things he asked me was, he said to me, well, I trust him. He needed me to trust him. And I said, I'm not going to trust you. I meant that. I'm not going to trust you. I'm going to trust the Lord to lead me to the day that I need to be able to trust you. I had to learn that. And I'm blessed that my husband understood that, because he dwelled with his wife, hallelujah, with understanding. So now we are enjoying the favor, if you will, of having sex with not worrying about the emotions. It's beyond sex. And y'all went there. Y'all stepped me up pretty good, Andy. I appreciate it. Y'all, you know, it truly is spiritual, because if there's ever a time to say hallelujah and thank you, God, it's when you get your climax. I'm telling you now. When you land with somebody that you don't have that connection with, it's not going to happen. It's just in vain. Don't do yourself like that. You know your worth, and you already on your way up. So don't worry about everything that you've done to get to where you are right now on this line, because it's all God divine, regardless of the conversation. And can't think of the other guy that's on the line right now that said he was drinking. I don't care about you drinking.
I really don't care about you cussing. And at the same time, I'm like, he really telling the truth. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes the truth can cut you so deep. So deep. But I tell you what, at the end of you receiving that truth, if you still living, you still learning. Take it, learn what you need to learn, and move forward. Don't worry about, if you don't remember nothing else out of what I'm saying right now, do not try to trust a man in a relationship, period. Learn how to trust the Lord. Learn, start there. And you ain't got, if ain't nobody else going to pray for you, I'm sure they will. I sure am. We sure are before we go to my husband and I. We'll definitely absolutely be praying for you. Absolutely, without a doubt. Because I'm telling you, I see it already. To come when it comes, just enjoy it. But for the meantime, wean yourself off, homegirl. It ain't even worth it. At some point, it gets more empty than the act of being disappointed.
Okay, what did you say your name was?
Susie Bailey.
Susie, okay. Thank you. I do know my worth.
Right.
Strong in Christ. I do trust God to help me. But this is just a season that I'm going through. I'm not always
that.
I do trust him, and I know that he will direct me, and he will eventually bring me out of the season that I'm in as I continue to grow.
It's
just a phase. I know exactly where you're coming from.
I am in 100% agreement with you right now, because I know just what you're saying. I really do. I ain't got to take nothing to add nothing to it.
You know, ladies, y'all bring up a very, very interesting point here, and it's funny. I told y'all the show just gets better and better. Each week we do this, you never know what's going to happen. This ain't scripted. We just go for broke. We have callers from Kansas City, California, Houston, Louisiana, here in Dallas, Texas. I think this is Pennsylvania, this area code right here. But it's a nationwide growth thing that's happening. This is how we communicate. Trust issues, folks. We're getting over them. We're talking about them. There's some real talk going on tonight. So your conversation is real and it's welcome, because you don't know. You just don't know who's listening, who's getting what. The chat room is sick. I see them in there just posted up listening. I see the phone lines posted up listening. This is real talk. The world is listening to you talk. And I have to bring this up because Susie brought up the key point, you know, trusting God. Now, watch this. Sometimes when we talk about trust issues, there are people that say that they trust God, but they really don't. They don't even trust the church. Maybe the deacon be sliding it for $5 or $10 at the offering plate. You know what I'm saying? Maybe pastor's Cadillac ain't paid for, so he's dipping into the collection pot. Or the building fund is really going toward his mortgage. We don't know.
Right.
But people talk like that. We keep it real. So how come people have trust issues when they say, okay, the tithing. We have tithe. Let me back up a little bit. Let me tip on out the church real quick.
Let me turn my head while you're passing the basket.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about that. I got to get back to you. Now, look, this is my hometown. I got to keep it real. Kansas City is where I'm from. And we're bringing the show up there in August of this year. So, hey, please stand up and get ready. Because we're coming with a phone. 646-727-3279. I got to bring, watch this, y'all. We're going to flip it. How come sometimes you don't trust the church? Pastor Rob is on the phone right now.
Okay, I was about to say something. Okay.
What's up, Rob? Talk to me, man.
How y'all doing down there in Dallas?
Hello.
Well, Kansas,
hello. How's everybody doing?
Hey.
Good. So sounds like we're covering the trust issues tonight, so we want to go in a little deeper thought process of, I don't know if I trust myself, I don't know if I trust the church, I don't know if I trust people. But really, like the young lady said before, the main key is you're going to have to learn to trust God someday at some point before you're going to be able to trust anybody or anything. One of the things I found out in the church, is a lot of people are hurt, and they've been hurt through experiences. They've seen pastors and, like Andy said, deacons, different people in the church do things that they shouldn't do. But to be honest with you, the relationship standpoint shouldn't be your relationship with the church first.
That's right.
It should be the relationship with God, period.
That's right.
You know, I wasn't raised up a Christian, and I was running with pastors of churches, and we was gambling, running women, and we were doing all kind of worldly, ungodly things. So my thought process was, I'm never going to church and tithe and none of that. But let me tell you something. When I met God, I didn't think about him. I didn't think about the guy I'm talking about. I didn't think about what he had done or him. I thought about me and God, not his experiences. So all along, I was just playing around. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that, you know, I believe God and I trust God and stuff like that. But really, I didn't. You follow what I'm saying? But it came a time when it was just me and the man. You know, it was just me and God together. And I had to either stand up and say, I'm really going to trust you and believe you, or I'm going to keep living the lifestyle I've been living. And that lifestyle wouldn't get me anywhere except the structure.
Took that out of my mouth, because I sure was going to say that. Yes, Lord. That's it right there. That's that fork in the road.
That's right.
That's that fork in the road.
There's a lot of people that feel like, okay, I got this. I'm cool. I'm going to trust for a little bit, but I got a little problem. You know what? Situation done went bad a little bit. You know, the money ain't right. I'm going to trust God when everything is okay. But now I got a little issue I got to go on to get back. You know what I'm saying? Or they may even flip it. You know, when everything is bad,
true. That's not trust.
But see, what I got when my money good, it's of me. I did this. I got this.
Right.
I'm on a job when I need to. Really? So, y'all must understand, if you can, because not everybody's there, and that's fine.
That's right.
But the key of the matter is, this is where we get real talk, real understanding.
That's right.
Trust issues, because that's what it's all about. How is it possible to say that I believe and I trust without even really knowing what you believe in?
Amen.
Not.
You know, Andy, if I can just for a minute share something with you guys about 5 years ago, I had been saved for a number of years, and I'm owned a company, very successful company. I tithed well in my church. I gave out a lot of money. I blessed a lot of people. That's my heart. That's what I love to do. And I really thought that that's what I was going to be doing for the rest of my life. And one day I woke up and God told me to lay everything down. He said, don't move. He said, just trust me. And at the time, I didn't know this, but I had 50-50 faith. And let me tell you what that means. God, I trust you up until here, but if you haven't showed up by this time, now I got it from here. And I didn't even know that I had 50-50 faith. And I was a Christian. I went to church. I was a youth pastor. I mean, I wasn't trying to do anything out of line, but I had 50-50 faith. And so over the last 5 years, I sold my company, and God has called me to be a pastor. I'm a pastor of the church. And I've learned how to fully trust God. You know, one of the things in the Bible, when Peter came out and walked on the water, most of you people are familiar with that scripture, but when Peter sank, Jesus said, why did you get distracted? Ye of little faith, why didn't you trust me? And what he was saying there is, ye of little faith, it was 11 guys still in the boat. So he wasn't saying that Peter, if you look that word up in the Greek, that word, ye of little faith right there, that just means for a short duration. Why did you just only believe me just for a few minutes?
Come on.
And so I believe that's where a lot of people that actually try to go to church and they try to trust God, everybody's so anxious for everything to be right now. And like you said, when things are going well, it's easier to trust God in most situations. But that's where most people get caught up, because they trust God, and then if he hasn't showed up, they'll instantly say, well, this is not God's will. This is not his desire. Well, you've only been waiting for a day. How do you figure this is not his will or his desire? You know?
My.
Well, this is 100. Did you have a comment, Susie?
I did. Oh, man. I did, and Pastor, he did great, for real. The other story that just came to my mind at the end when you say how you just waited a little bit. Now, think about, and this is another, and I realize right now, this very moment, why a lot of Christian people that truly follow God uses the familiar stories to relate to people. I really understand that right now at this moment. I didn't until just now. So the story I'm going to say, the one I'm going to reference, is the woman with the issue of blood. I can relate to her 100%. She had that was a long time to go with continuously bleeding, a long time. She had the trust enough to know that, you know what, I done went to all these doctors, I done seen all these different men, everybody thinking that they can give me a solution, but, you know, I know that I can trust this man right here. If I could just get to the hem of his garment, I know I can be made whole. She had that little bit of faith. She had at that very moment turned his attention. Because out of all the people that was there, he turned because one person touched him. One touch. From somebody he didn't even see when he turned around until she spoke out and said it was me. And see, that's where, as you're growing in your faith, as you're growing in your faith, and you're growing to learn to trust God, because it takes time. I'm telling you, it takes time, only because you're constantly fighting in the flesh.
That's right. That's right.
It takes time. And because of that, when you finally get to that place, I'm telling you, I'm whoever listening, when you finally get to that place, and you make up in your mind, I am going to trust God. I don't care what it's going to take for me. Because I'm telling you, hallelujah, I'm supposed to be in jail right now. But by the grace of God, he saved me. I'm telling you. It's something I know. I'm telling you. And I can't, ever since the day he redeemed me on my birthday, ironically, God got jokes. Do you hear me? Finally, on my birthday. Ever since that day, I ain't been able to shut up or praise yet, and I'm not going to. It is my determination, and that's what you got to have in you. Have that determination when you say thank you, Jesus. Think on the things that he's brought you through. Think on the people that you slept with without condoms. I've been there. Hallelujah, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm here today. Be grateful about that thing. I'm telling you, if you got the faith, all you need is a little. All you need is a little. The scripture don't tell you that seed, that mustard seed grows greater than that
That's
seed.
Right.
But it grows. And as
That's
it grows,
right.
those roots begin to pick up and tear up that hardened ground. Hear me now. Hear me now.
That's right.
In every seed,
That's
there
right.
is a harvest. In every
That's
seed,
right.
there is a vineyard. Hear me now. Decide what it is that you want to grow. Don't just go to God because things look good. How about you go to him when things bad too? You know what, Lord, I'm learning why I gotta trust you through this. Get through that thing. Press forward. It's gonna be hard. I'm telling you. And that's the stuff that people tell you when you join church, because I've heard it before. You done gave your life to Christ, so now everything's going to get hard. But I never, ever, 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 ever hear testimonies of how somebody has tarried with that person when they go through things. I ain't never heard it. And that's what's missing. Because when you're going through, all you need is one. When Jesus died and rose, he promised he would send the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. Don't think you're just talking to yourself. I do it all the time. I know Jesus like it. This girl don't shut up. Seriously. In the car by myself, laughing with my husband in the passenger seat, like, you're really laughing hard. I'm just trying to tell you, only Jesus knows. Seriously. I mean, you got to have that determination to continue to trust God through everything. Everything, good, bad, and indifferent. In all your ways, acknowledge him. All your ways, no matter what you're doing, acknowledge him. I'm telling you, because what ain't right and what ain't lining up with him, he will remove. You ain't got to say, oh, I'm going to clean this up. I got to not do this before I go to church. I tell you, God appreciates your respect in doing that, but at the same time, he'd appreciate
talking about tonight. This is real talk. We get it's not and that's the one thing that people are not really understanding. You're getting communication. You're getting it about relationships. You're getting it about your faith. You're getting it about your workplace. You're getting it about your family and about your friends right here on the online happy hour. And there may be some people who just can't understand or think we may be picking on them. We don't pick on them. We let you come in here and talk. And that's the premise of the show. That's the outreach that we're doing right now. If you're online, if you have access to the Internet, check out the website, howwasyourweekend.com. This is a movement, folks. It's a real connection that we're bringing the community and the people back together that we can talk about these things and go through. Because bottom line, if we don't communicate, we all lose. We let other people input in what they think should matter in our life. Now, you've heard on the line tonight, you've heard from Slidell, Louisiana. You've heard from Monroe, Louisiana. You've heard from Dallas, Texas. You've heard from Kansas City, Missouri. You've heard from Plano, Texas. You're hearing from them, but guess who's listening? Everybody. It's the power of the net. It's the power of real talk. It's the power of the premise of before the Internet, before the cell phone, before the text messaging and the two-way, before the pagers, before the rotary cell, before the rotary phone. You know what I'm saying? There was an essence to communicate. We had an opportunity to reach back and you always heard about how something happened before the television transpired, before the Pony Express even. We had to reach out to communicate because that was the existence of our growth. Not what somebody wanted you to think, but how you got that message out to each and every one. Your voice is welcome here, folks. You have to realize that. I don't know where else. If you have a business, now think about this. If you got a business and you need to let somebody know what you're doing because you're tired of working with somebody else and you want to promote your business, be real about it. Talk about it. The avenue is here set because, well, I don't know where else you can go and tell the whole country about what you got going on in your business and not have to break the bank. Try your local radio station if they're still in business. Try your local television market and see if they don't laugh at you. We're giving you the outlet. Now, you got to trust yourself to say that, you know what, yeah, I see it happening. I see this thing really taking place. Do you really think I want to waste my own personal time for the past 3 years just to do something? You think it's about trying to be a baller? Trying to be flashy and all this money? No. The whole concept, if anybody understand, if you need to have an understanding of why does AB do this? Why is he so passionate about doing this every Tuesday night? Because it's communication. It's real talk. I had to find out where is my niche? What can I do that's going to make a difference? So when I leave this place, I've had family and friends leave, and they're gone. They're never coming back. So their memory must continue to move on. We don't want somebody to think about you just now and then next week you're forgotten. You have the opportunity to leave a legacy. Do such. Trust yourself to know that, listen to what Susie said. There's something inside of you. And it's bigger than just Facebook. It's bigger than just Twitter. It's bigger than that last little silly-ass post you made about what somebody had on in Walmart today. Do something positive and do something strong in your life and trust. Open up yourself, man, to know that, okay, if I'm in a position and I need to grow, I need to get myself in a better situation, where can I go? Who can I talk to? Because somebody's out there waiting for you to come to them and pass on that information. This is real talk. I don't know where she's going to get it. If you know someplace else that's more real than the online happy hour, and it makes more sense to go there, and you can do it more comfortably wherever you are, watching TV, watching the game, helping the kids with homework, driving in traffic, or just doing absolutely nothing, tell me about it. I'll shut this down. because maybe it ain't worth it. But I truly doubt it. The option is here, folks. The online happy hour, each and every week. The power of the internet and the power of media is going a whole different direction. So are you trusting what somebody else is telling you to believe, or are you trusting what you know in your heart that's real? Are you taking the time to find out how to break that pattern, how to change your mindset, how to get more out of life and out of yourself? Do you trust yourself and know that you can try to do better than where you're at right now? We've had pastors on here. We've had actors on here. We've got professional athletes on here, all at the same time. But did you get a chance to talk to these people on a regular basis? Probably not. You probably just watch them on television. And they don't talk back to you. They don't keep it 100 with you. Here's your opportunity, people. This is how we keep it real. So I got some tickets that we want to give away to the upcoming stage play, What Your Heart Doesn't Know. Ms. Coco was kind enough to come out here and share that information. We got to go support what she's doing. Because coming up in September, my first book, Second Place Women Who Come In First. Yes, baby, wrote a book. It's a great read. Check it out. Amazon.com. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the paperback copy is available at the Doc Bookstore. It's on my website at andybrownspeaks.com. Play rehearsals in effect. We're doing it big. If you like to get your party on and get a little social drink, come on out to Neo's on the weekend, 1101 Oak Grove Road. This is how we do it, folks. Kansas City, stand up and get ready. How Was Your Weekend is coming to town August the 4th. We're going to give you the funk live. But we want to see if you're ready, hometown. We want to see if it's about it. Houston, Texas, stand up. Y'all next. This is the movement. It's called growth. Here at the DF Dub, if you like to make casino runs, we're going to get you there. Because this is a movement. We're not playing no more. We want to make sure that you get the information that you need to better yourself and to grow. Go back and listen to the previous shows if you need to watch the track record and watch the pattern. Comedians are calling in. Celebrities are calling in. Political analysts are calling in. Because they see it and they understand it and their voice is being heard and they're giving it back to you. This is real talk. This is the online happy hour, folks. This is How Was Your Weekend. Why do we even call it How Was Your Weekend? Let me just go and drop that to you for those who really want to know. You can do whatever you want to do. Monday through Friday, you're working for somebody else. You're giving them their time. You're not even allowed to be you. Got to change your music when you pull up in the parking lot, some of it. But depending on when you come back Monday morning to work, the first thing they ask you is, how was your weekend? And depending on the relationship that you have with that person, depends on how you answer that question. Premise of what we do. How is your relationship? Are you trustworthy enough to let somebody in so that they can get to know you a little bit better? If you have some flaws, can you trust that somebody's going to come in and help you get a little bit better and take constructive criticism? Y'all better keep it real tonight. We're going to do it, and we're going to do it all the time. God is in control. Listen to what Susie said. Listen to what Pastor Rob said. God is in control. This is real talk. It ain't no freaking way would I ever believe that he would allow us to be in a position to do this. So I want to wrap this show up, man. I want to thank T for chiming in. Ms. Coco, Tracy, as always, man, it's just as much, seems like it's pretty much his show just as much as it is mine, man, because we family up in here. Mama Michelle, she holds it down each and every week. Shout out to my man Hop for running the boards right here. And for everybody that calls in, man, don't let this be the last time that you listen to this broadcast. Go back and tell somebody on your Facebook family, on your Twitter page. Let them know. Text all your family. Hey, this is it. And we ain't going nowhere, baby. Get ready. As we wrap the show up, I want to thank everybody for giving their insight. I want to thank the fantastic folks who have been blogging and chatting and expressing their thoughts. Sharita, you did that. We needed to hear from you tonight, and I thank you for calling in. As always, folks, you make the show what it is. Now, if you had a good time and you got some good information out of this show, do us a favor and tell five more people, just five, to chime in with us next Tuesday as we come back with another hot topic. What are we going to talk about next week? I'm going to go ahead and get that posted for you, but I need to let you know where we're going with the next week. We're coming back. Silence is golden. When you don't say a word, how much influence is that really projecting out? You need to speak up and say something. This is how we do it, Facebook. Log in, listen to learn. My name is Andy Brown. Keep God first. Good night to my family. Go mob to my frat. And we gone. AndyBrownSpeak.com, baby. Follow your boy on his website. Second place women who come in first, get a copy of the book before it hits the stage play. Get real. Keep it 100.